That was Billy Currington, pretty good at drinking beer, which segues lovelily, is that how you say it?
Really,
in a lovely manner, really lovely, into our next piece. Now, Costa Nikias is head brewer at La Sirene, a boutique, is that the correct pronunciation?
La Sirene,
okay, a boutique brewery in the inner Melbourne suburb of Elphington. It specialises in French and Belgian style farmhouse beers that have been brewed in Europe since the 1500s. Originally a winemaker in the McLaren Vale region of South Australia, Costa's now known internationally and travels regularly to Japan and Hong Kong to judge beer competitions. He told reporter Veronica Matheson that La Sirene, is that it? Sirene?
La Sirene. We'll hear him say it anyway in a minute.
We'll make a note of it. It's the only craft brewery in the Southern Hemisphere that's almost entirely focused on farmhouse beer.
Costa, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. Now, first of all, what is farmhouse beer?
It refers to a style of beer that they used to make in southern Belgium, which was the grain-growing part of Belgium. And they used to grow all the barley and the wheat for beer making, bread making. Anyway, it's a style of beer that was born there out of a need for sustenance, which is quite funny because we're talking maybe 16, 17, 1800s. In the southern part of Belgium, you know, these were farm areas and the water wasn't potable back then. So they couldn't drink water from the streams or the creeks. So they had to find a way to hydrate for the field workers.
Of course.
And because the water wasn't potable, they understood fermentation principles and understood that fermenting something tends to, at some level, sterilizes it. And so they would take this unpotable water from whatever water source they had nearby, and they would make it into this thing called saison, which is French for season. And it was designed to hydrate the field workers and replace it as a water source. And it was a very light colored beer with very low alcohol. It was purely just designed to hydrate the workers.
How different is the farmhouse beer that you make now compared to then?
Look, it's quite funny. When we started La Sirene back in 2010, well, actually 2009, we started experimenting. I guess we were inspired by beers from that region because I was intrigued by the fact that he was a product that was made out of a need for necessity for hydration. But Saison's also known as farmhouse. So Saisons are the quintessential farmhouse style of beer. Yeah, for us, it's hard to know how the beers were made back then, but based on our research, they had to be fairly light in color. Yes. So the types of grain they would use would be typically barley and some wheat. These grains in a very raw form. So we obviously follow suit and do the same. A lot of the grains that we are quite raw and they're unmalted. From our basic research back then, we realized that the beers were fairly highly hopped. So they used a fair amount of hops in the beer because hops are a natural antibacterial agent. So the hops themselves provided some protection from spoilage bacteria and other organisms that could spoil the brew. And so lots of our saisons and farmhouse ales tend to be on the upper end of the hopping level. That provides a distinct flavour as a result that is recognisable as a farmhouse style of beer. We are the only farmhouse focused brewery in the Southern Hemisphere in the scale that we do it. 99.5% of beers we make here are all farmhouse ales or saisons. To us, saison is not a style that you follow a certain recipe or you follow a guideline. Our saisons are very representative of our site. So what that means is we want to express local growers for the malts that we use. We want to express the hops grown locally. And most importantly, we want to express our physical brewery site by using a lot of the airborne yeast that lives within our brewery. To us, that's what it means to make a farmhouse ale, to speak of place.
Your place actually is in the inner suburbs of Melbourne, which is rather unusual.
It is. We're 6.5 kilometres from CBD, but we're also next to 70 hectares of national parkland called the Darabin Parklands, because at one point we have this urban setting and there's, I guess, I suspect there'd be some urban microflora floating around here. But then also we've got that 70 hectares of national parkland that brings its own flora into the brewery.
And do you use some of this?
Oh, absolutely. And that was a whole point of choosing this site. We recognised the diversity of being in an urban area with a rural setting. And I saw that early on. And so from day one, when I first had the keys to this big old shed, which is an old military depot from World War II, when I walked in here, I remember very vividly, I looked around and went, wow, the potential diversity here of yeast is just phenomenal. I couldn't find anything like it anywhere else in Victoria. So, and I started catching airborne yeast from week one. You know, we're now 8-9 years at this site and we keep catching wild yeast. Now, where this wild yeast comes from, I have no idea. And we're not so fussed about where they come from. We're more concerned about why they're here. And using the yeast that lives within our brewery to us is the best way to describe how farmhouse ales should be. They should speak of sight.
I was reading about your beer and the descriptions of it. You say you come from a winemaking background. Descriptions of your beer, they were just the same as with a wine, the taste, the nose, the ingredient.
Look, I agree. I think beer is such an underestimated beverage. I mean, unfortunately, we've had 200 years of the bigger breweries dumbing down this thing called beer and, as you know, making it yellow, fizzy, and fairly generic tasting to appeal to a wider audience. Beer can be amazing. All we're doing in this whole revolution of craft beer is just showcasing that again. It's just, you know, all we're doing is going back to the way it was, Veronica. I mean, if you look at how beer was in the 1800s, mid-1800s, beer was flavorful. It had character. It showed off a specific side. And that's what we're trying to do here at La Serena, is just show you how beer perhaps used to be.
I tasted a praline and my mouth was filled with chocolate. I found that quite incredible.
I guess it's the industry at the moment is really built upon showcasing the diversity of the different styles that are out there or the different combinations you can make. There's so many combinations possible, and that's what this whole industry at the moment is doing. And it's a global revolution, and everyone's starting to understand that, hang on, beer is not just this thing that you drink before a meal and after a meal. It's something that you can drink with a meal because there's such diversity within the category.
You even created a coffee-flavoured beer. Tell me about that. I mean, it's so relevant to Melbourne.
Being a big coffee fan myself, I mean, if we're not drinking beer, we're drinking coffee. We're definitely mad coffee people. So we wanted to bring those two sort of loves together in a very approachable way. So we teamed up with one of our favourite roasters down the road called Seven Seeds. And these guys are great at roasting coffee. The attention to detail they have mirrors our attention to detail in creating or, you know, expressing flavour profile. So we sort of went, we isolated three different parcels of coffee beans that they had just imported. So we basically used those beans, asked them to grind it for us. And then we used that and co-fermented it in a farmhouse ale or a red farmhouse ale. So we really wanted to make the coffee the star of the show, but have it against the backdrop of a beautiful red ale. And I think it came together quite well. And we talk about the texture of a beer. We talk about the mouthfeel of a beer. Talk about its elegance. And it's probably not the most common language that people use when talking about beer.
No, certainly not.
Definitely love talking in that vein because I just feel we're giving these things called artisan ales, as we refer to them, we're giving them the respect they deserve. That's all.
Finally, Costa, when you've had a really stressful day and you go home, would you drink a beer or a wine?
I drink both. I really love both. I at the moment I'm drinking a lot of Australian Chardonnay at the moment, which I always love, I always have, and I think I always will. But I also drink this one beer from us here at La Serene, and it's quite a funny story. We, you know, early days we were making beer all day long, and you know, it's hard work. It's, you know, you're sweating away, and sometimes water just doesn't cut it in terms of hydration and satisfaction. And being, I guess, a modern day saisonnier or a saison producer, we want to drink whilst we work. Yeah. Now, obviously, there are some ramifications around making sure that we're safe to perform all our work. So drinking a 6% saison probably is not going to be a good idea. So we went to work on making a low alcohol saison just for us at the brewery to drink. So we made this thing called Saisonette, which is currently our favorite beer and the one that we drink the most of here. And it's a 3.8% low alcohol, you know, really simple beer, but very well executed beer. And so when I'm not drinking wine at home or Chardonnay, I tend to be drinking our Saisonette because it's just really light, refreshing, dry, and just really hits the spot.
So people can't buy Saisonette?
They can. They can now. When we first released it, it was only just for us, but then obviously tried it and they really wanted it, so now we have it available, but we don't tend to really talk about it too much.
No.
Purely because we tend to want to drink the majority ourselves.
Yeah. That makes sense.
There you go. That does make sense, Veronica. That's a very shrewd observation. That was Kostas Nikias of Melbourne's La Serena Boutique Brewery that produces farmhouse ales. He was speaking with our Veronica Matheson. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.